Yeah, thank you. So good morning to everyone. I would like to welcome all the investors and analysts on this call. Hope you have reviewed our detailed numbers as well as the presentations over the weekend. Momentum witnessed in Q3 FY21 has been ahead of our expectations, with our portfolio registering a stupendous growth of around 16% QoQ. Notably, four of our projects have registered a strong double-digit growth on YoY basis, as mentioned on the slide 13 of the presentation shared. The relaxation in mining ban has also aided growth for Jaipur-Dewali project, which continues to improve further. During the previous quarter, strong surge in the collections was primarily driven by an increase in the passenger traffic for Q3 FY21. The robust collections have come in with remarkable uptake in the commercial traffic as well, as highlighted in the slides 15 to 17, providing segment-wise traffic movement for the projects. This reflects a broad bounce back across the sector: FMCG, auto, electronics, retail, infra, etc., and conforms to the strong underlying recovery witnessed in the Indian economy, and therefore is expected to stay. The numbers would have been stronger had our Amritsar-Pathankot project also contributed to the same. However, due to the ongoing farmers' protest, the tolling on this project has been affected and halted since October beginning. We have intimated NHAI of this event and sought compensation under force majeure clause of the concession agreement, where we expect 50% of the O&M and interest costs to be reimbursed in cash and an extension in the concession agreement to compensate for the revenue loss during the toll suspension period. Our per-day collections have improved to over rupees 48.5 million for the month of December 2020, without any contribution from APBOT. A resumption in the tolling for this project will take this number to new heights and is expected to lead to a double-digit YoY growth for the portfolio in the coming quarters. Corresponding to the impressive rebound in the collections, our cash flows for the quarter have increased to over rupees 1,500 million, aided by a reduction in interest costs as well. The board has decided to distribute 94.5% of this amount, totaling to rupees 2.50 per unit, comprising of 1.80 per unit as interest and 0.70 per unit as the capital reduction. I would now request Mr. Tushar Kawedia to take you through the financial performance for the quarter. Over to you, Tushar.
Thank you, sir, and I wish Happy New Year to all of you who are present on the call. Now I'll present the quarterly financial performance, Q3 FY21 versus Q3 FY20. The total consolidated income for Q3 FY21 increased to rupees 333 crores from rupees 330 crores in Q3 FY20. The consolidated toll revenues for Q3 FY21 stood at rupees 323 crores as compared to rupees 323 crores in Q3 FY20. EBITDA for quarter ended Q3 FY20 increased to rupees 278 crores from rupees 272 crores in Q3 FY20. Interest costs, including interest on deferred premium deferment for quarter ended Q3 FY21, decreased to rupees 36 crores from rupees 41 crores in Q3 FY20. This is mainly on account of the reduction in the interest rates. Depreciation for quarter ended Q3 FY21 increased to rupees 185 crores from rupees 175 crores in Q3 FY20. The PAT for the quarter ended Q3 FY21 stood at rupees 58 crores as compared to rupees 57 crores in Q3 FY20. For more details, you may also look to our corporate presentation uploaded on the website of the trust. Now I request moderator to open the session for question and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from BM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, sir. Yeah. And congratulations on a good set of papers. Sir, firstly on the, of course, the Amritsar Pathan court has been the only disappointment. The rest of the roads have done really well. So when do you expect this Amritsar Pathan court resolution to, you know, to you'll get the possession or the finalization of the, you know, this the negotiation of TI? And secondly, on the COVID-related, you know, compensation, is it completely finalized in a sense? The extension has been provided. There is a complete clarity on the extension?
Okay. So, for Pathankot Amritsar, as we have seen, presently the project was affected due to ongoing farmer protest. The revenue was not there for this particular quarter. However, as per the provisions of the concession agreement, we have filed our interim claims to NHAI, and we have informed about this particular event, and we have filed the interim claims for the project. Till the time the farmer protest is continuing, we will be filing our claims as per the provisions of the Act. As for the COVID-19 claims, we have applied for the extension of time as per the circular being issued by the authority in the earlier quarters, and we expect that the minimum 90 days extension would be available for this particular, as per this circular. And also, they have also issued a circular relating to some loans, COVID loans, which we are also pursuing as per the circular.
Mohit, just to add what Tushar has said, basically, as per the concession agreement, this claim, this compensation will fall under indirect political event. Under the indirect political event, 50% of the expenses, that is O&M and interest, is paid. An equivalent number of days of extension typically we will get as per the concession agreement. And with respect to the past precedents, in past also, I think 3-4 years back, we have seen a transporter strike. At that time, those were also treated as indirect political events. And because the number of days there were hardly 7 to 10 days, we have got adequately compensated at that time.
Understood, sir. So how much is the cash lying on the books as of now?
So, post this distribution, it will be close to 60 to 65 crores.
Okay. And thirdly, sir, on the traffic front, in general, by some quality in the picture, are they, you know, similar what seen in the in this queue, or there is some moderation?
Mohit, your voice was not audible. If I am correct, you are talking about the traffic movement in this particular quarter, right?
Yes, sir. I'm talking about the traffic movement in January. Have you seen some kind of moderation, or do you, or are the numbers are similar as you witnessed in Q3?
So, what we are observing is the momentum still continues the way what we are seeing in the third quarter. The traffic mix remains the same as of now.
Okay, sir. Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, and best for the coming quarter.
Thank you. Thank you,
sir. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Viral Shah from Prabhudas Lilladhar. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Happy New Year to all as well. To start with, is the understanding correct that our key projects such as Bharuch Surat and Surat Daisar, we are in the range of around 5-6% kind of traffic growth. Is the understanding correct? So all the issues related to the project in terms of construction activity of parallel bridges and all have been sorted, and we are seeing a good rebound in traffic.
Yeah, So Viral, you are right. For particular project SD and IDA, if you see the traffic tariff increase for this particular is was quite low as 0.50. So maximum contribution is due to the increase in traffic.
Fair enough, sir. Sir, what is the status of our claim on Jaipur-Bhiwandi? Because I believe there also we were, you know, the project had suffered, you know, huge due to mining ban in the respective area, and now we are seeing a significant rebound in traffic. So what is the status on our claim, and how do you feel this project actually to cope up as per our earlier, you know, estimate or when we have bid for the project? So in terms of numbers, do you feel that project is rebounding on track or there is some disturbance in the project?
Yeah. So Viral, for this particular project, Jaipur-Bhiwandi, what we have observed recently is there was some relaxation being given by the state government on the movement of the mining traffic, wherein we, because of which the revenue was improved for this project. And earlier, due to the mining ban being announced in the state, we are still awaiting the response from the Supreme Court side, Honorable Supreme Court side, for the upliftment of complete ban. So that's what we are waiting. However, the project is showing a good rebound, and it has improved recently, mainly on account of the relaxation being given. For the past claims, we will be eligible for the maximum extension of time, that is 5 years for this project. And that has been informed, if that has been given as a confirmation from the IE also on the project.
Okay, and how is the current traffic when you look at versus our projections when we have bid for? So are we on track, because this was one of the activities which were not in our hand or not in our control, and this has related to a traffic deviation which was down. And now, you know, things are moving in place. So where do we see in terms of traffic growth and estimates what we have projected? So it is 80%, 90%, or it is somewhat our range only, what we were looking at.
So you are talking about this particular project or all projects?
Yes, yes. Only Jaipur-Bhiwandi, sir.
So for Jaipur-Bhiwandi, what we are seeing is once this complete ban is uplifted, we may come back to the traffic assumption what we have considered for this project at the time of IPO. But however, we are still seeing some improvement in the traffic only on account of relaxation. So we believe that the traffic improvement would happen in a phased manner as soon as and when this relaxation is further improved.
Fair enough, sir. And sir, I believe similar is the trend with Talegaon-Amravati as well, right?
So Talegaon-Amravati itself is showing a good rebound, and the revenue growth itself was of more than double digit growth, around 18 to 20%. So we are still seeing the similar kind of traffic ongoing in this month as well.
Okay. So can we expect safely that FY23 onwards you could see that this abnormal growth to be standardized going forward for this project, or do you expect this kind of growth to continue at least for 1 year?
What we have observed is the mix in traffic is mostly cars and MAVs. So we don't see that this is an abnormal increase, but definitely when we see that ETC collection, wherein it has been made mandatory, the car traffic what we are seeing today should continue. And for MAVs, definitely it will also depend on the economic activity in the state, but we are seeing the similar traffic ongoing today as well.
And last question from my end, sir. So since you had mentioned car traffic, and your presentation also shows some highlight of the car traffic in respective regions, if my understanding is correct, then the car traffic generally, whenever there is an increase, that increase is bound to stay. So for example, a project having 100 TUs of cars, so next year it is very unlikely that this 100 would go to 60 or 80. So is the understanding is correct in that sense? Okay.
So that's what we are saying. Once this becomes mandatory, FASTag becomes mandatory, we'll see that the car traffic which is ongoing today should continue. That's what we'll have to wait for another one and a half months.
Fair enough, sir. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best for future, sir.
Thank you.
And sir, lastly, if I may, I just forgot one. Any update on new project addition per se, and that's done for my end.
So Viral, we are evaluating a couple of projects. As of now, we have a couple of projects in hand, and in some of the projects, we are seeing we are in the stage of due diligence, but what happens on a face of it, the projects look quite attractive, but when we go for due diligence, we find some issues, serious issues in the project, and that's why it is delaying our expectation. But however, we are waiting to acquire a project which will be at least value accretive from the year of acquisition itself.
Oh, fair enough, sir. And all the best for future. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Apoorv Goenka from Master Trust. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. What can be the expected growth rate of Telangana Amaravati, as we can see that the Samruddhi Expressway is also coming into existence from May 2022. So can we expect the same growth rate, or there would be some downfall in the growth rate because of the new projects coming up?
For a full year FY22, at least we can expect 6-7% kind of traffic growth beyond the tariff.
Okay, sir. And after that, there can be downfall because of the competition.
That we will be able to evaluate once the project is commenced.
And sir, according to your last con call, company has availed some moratorium period for the payment of loan. So what will be the amount and interest payable and principal payable in this year and in the coming years?
So for next year, the principal payment is around 55 odd crores.
And in this year?
This balance year, it will be around, for this quarter itself, it should be in the range of 30 to 35 crores.
Okay, sir. And sir, what is the expected growth rate in Tumkur Chitradurga, as it is showing negative growth of quarter on quarter? So like, can we expect a growth rate of negative in the future, or there will be some revival in this project?
I think with the current set of number, what we have seen in this particular quarter, Tumkur project has performed better, and the growth itself has shown a double digit kind of growth. So we don't foresee any negative growth for this particular project.
So like, you expect double digit growth rate in the future also, or just it was one time movement in this quarter?
What we will have
just to basically clarify you, this quarter the project has shown a 15% year on year growth. I think there is no negative growth as such. You may be comparing because 9 months, and 9 months FY21 is impacted because of the 19 days of the non-collection from April 1 to April 19. And thereafter, the collection was very soft because of the
COVID
lockdown restriction due to COVID.
And sir, like, what can be the expected growth rate in this project in the upcoming years?
I think that Tushar has already mentioned we are expecting a double-digit kind of growth in terms of traffic and tariff.
Okay, sir. And like, sir, related to Pathankot and Amritsar Highway, traffic showed growth rate of like below 5% for a couple of years. And then because of Delhi Katra Expressway might be coming into existence because of the land acquisition is almost over. So they'll be coming into existence in 4 to 5 years. So what can be the growth rate expected in this project? And moreover, there are farmer protests going on. So there was zero traffic growth and revenue in November and December. So because of that only, there was zero traffic in November and December, but or there were some other reason also, because people were traveling in this quarter also.
So you are right, for this particular quarter, it is mainly on account of the farmer protest, whereas we believe that the project should perform well once all these issues are over, and hopefully the traffic growth should be back what we have envisaged in this project, should be in the range of 5-6%.
And just to clarify, we have provided a note in our results to the stock exchanges, and we have clearly mentioned that there was a complete closure of the toll plaza and collection was banned, and we are eligible for the compensation as per concession agreement, which will be 50% of the expenses and equivalent extension in the concession period.
Okay, sir. And sir, my last question would be whether the traffic growth percentage is at its peak for Surat Dahisar and Bhor Surat project, because they have just a couple of years to end, or can we see growth in them also for upcoming years?
So we are observing the growth in this project as well. As I have already informed, that the project has seen a very minimal tariff hike, so maximum contribution is only on account of traffic increase.
Okay, sir. We can expect growth rate in the future also for these projects.
Yes, you may.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. If you have a follow-up question, you may please rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Ashish Shah from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Just wanted to check in terms of the traffic. I mean, apart from Amritsar Pathankot, we are obviously back in terms of the traffic collection levels. So do we have like a crystallized number on how much will be the extension related to COVID in our projects? I mean, has that framework, has that number now got crystallized?
Minimum 90 days. So Ashish, as Minister has told, it will be a 90 days because the collection has picked up. And now the 90% of the criteria, all the projects has crossed pre-COVID level. So minimum 90 days extension will be in most of the projects.
Sure. No, I understand, sir. I know it is minimum 90 days, but I'm just saying, is it likely to be more than 90 days or we think 90 days is the number to go by?
No, because whatever the number was coming in the September, there was close to 70 to 80 days. And because for September, the revenue has basically picked up and we don't expect more than 90 days extension in any of the concessions.
Got it, sir. Right. Also, is any major maintenance due in any of the projects or is ongoing in this year and anything which is likely next year, year after that, in the next couple of years?
So, actually, the major maintenance continues in a planned manner. So, for a couple of projects like AIDA, we will have some major maintenance due next year. There are ongoing major maintenance in other projects like Jaipur, Devli and Pathankot. So as such, as per the requirement of the concession agreement, it will come on a phased manner or every 4 to 5 years in all the projects.
So sir, any quantification that you might be able to give us so that just from a numbers perspective, that maybe in FY22-23, what is the kind of major maintenance that is likely to be incurred in value terms?
So it should be in the range of 120 to 130 crores.
Both years put together or? Individually.
For next year.
For FY22, it should be 120 to 130 crores. Sure. Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alok Devra from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. So I just had a question. So one was on the acquisition. You earlier you mentioned that you are evaluating the project, but you know, at the later stage, it does not materialize. Also, sir, in the current case of things, the traffic is now improving. And are we also evaluating toll projects, or we are looking at HAM projects? So, if you could just throw some light on that.
As of now, we have BOT projects in hand. We may also look for HAM projects when it comes to for evaluation.
Sure. And so with the FASTag, you mentioned that, you know, the Pacific will improve with FASTag being mandatory. But just wanted to understand, the FASTag is nearly at 80-85%. So FASTag being mandatory, also the traffic, the passenger traffic won't like increase because of that, right? It would just the leakage will stop further. It won't like really, there won't be any increase just because of the FASTag implementation.
Yes, you are right. We didn't say any increase would happen. We are saying that the car traffic which is moving today will get converted into fast tracks going forward.
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Devra, but there is a disturbance from your line. We cannot hear you. Your voice is breaking.
Yes, no?
No, sir. It's still breaking.
Join back in the queue then.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anupam Gupta from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Morning, sir. Just had one question. In one of the earlier participants also mentioned this. What is the increased competition which you are seeing for the Talegaon-Amravati project? Is there a new project which is coming up and what is the timeline for that? And do you have any compensation which can happen because of the competitive project?
For Talegaon-Amravati, there is no compensation as such. We have seen a good traffic growth in that particular project. That is on account of both car and MEVs. That we are still seeing as continuing in the current month as well. Secondly, on the compensation, what we have discussed is for the Pathankot-Amritsar project, wherein we will be eligible for the claims under the indirect political event or force majeure as per the NHAI concession agreement, and that will be 50% of the O&M and the 50% of the interest cost.
What I was referring to was, is there any parallel project or alternate route which is coming up for Talegaon-Amravati, or is that not a situation? Because that's what I understood from one of the previous.
As of now, we are not seeing any parallel coming for this particular project.
Okay. Understand. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishna Prasad from Go Frugal. Please go ahead.
Sir, good morning, sir. My question is, I saw the price realizations. There is a 8 point, so if I break down the overall growth, there is a 3% growth year-on-year, where the traffic growth is around 8.5%, but the realization has gone down by 5.5%. Is there any logic to it, sir? I understand that the car volumes have gone up, but the realization compared to the previous quarter is like 5% down. Any reasons for that?
I think answer lies to your questions only, because as you rightly mentioned that there is significant increase in the number of cars. Basically, the car itself is in range of more than 10% growth, and the realization per car is very low. For example, if a truck is there, that is counted as three PCU. But if the car, for example, having a 50 rupees fare, the truck will have roughly 300 or so kind of fare. So then definitely, as the number of car will increase, the realization per vehicle will automatically drift.
Okay. So is there a you expect that the normal mix, because if I look at the overall realization per vehicle, the highest has been in the range of 220 rupees. So it has come down to 202. Do you think that over a period when the mix change, it will go back to that number?
I think instead of going a realization per vehicle, typically what we look at is what kind of growth is appearing coming from the project and what kind of tariff increase is there. I think realization per vehicle doesn't have any meaning to basically for the company to calculate. It depends upon the mix of the vehicle, and we don't have any control on the mix of the vehicle.
Okay. The second question is that if I add up all the EBITDA of the projects, excluding the two which are going out, it is less than the 50% of the overall EBITDA. And if I consider the payout for interest and also the principal, what is the estimate of per unit you expect without adding any projects?
So with the growth, what we are assuming in around 9.5%-10% revenue growth for the other projects, at least the minimum payout what we see should be in the range of 8-9 rupees.
Even after considering the principal and interest repayments for the Pathankot project?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir, and congratulations, very good recovery in terms of traffic numbers. So two questions I mean to begin with. One was bookkeeping. If you could help me with the debt number on the InvIT level. So I have the debt number for your assets, but if you could share the InvIT debt. And when you say, I mean, there will be a repayment of almost around 35 odd crore rupees in, let's say, the H2. Yes, I mean, this is essentially only for the debt which is at the InvIT, right? And this is the, I mean, it does not include any repayments that you would get to have with SPVs.
So the debt outstanding as on 31st December was close to 1490 crores, and another 30 to 35 crores repayment will bring it down to 1450 to 1455 crores.
Sure. Okay. Yes, sir. I mean, when I look at our presentation, it seems as if I mean, we would get to have a significant amount of repayments in Surat Dahis, sir, almost 193 crore rupees. I mean, if I were to go by the original schedule that we had. So have you been able to get in touch with the bankers to kind of get this refinanced or restructured? Because the idea would be to maintain your payouts, right? And given the fact that, I mean, H1 was not that great in terms of traffic numbers, we would not have been able to kind of generate the kind of money that we were expecting. So if you could share your thoughts on, I mean, if you've been able to manage either, let's say, deferment or refinancing or restructuring any of these SPVs, especially Surat Dahis, because around 193 odd crore rupees of payment is what is due by FY21 end, as per the original schedule.
So I'll just answer your question in one line, that all the debt what we have in SPVs is from the trust. There is no external debt in the books of SPVs. And the repayment what we are seeing is the repayment to the trust by these SPV. As this project is coming closer to its concession period, the debt would be paid before this period ends.
Okay, sure. And just one last, if I were to look at the composition in terms of traffic, so seems as if, I mean, October is extraordinary because of the festival festivities and the corresponding activity. But the growth, at least for the four of the six projects, I mean, comparable projects excluding Pathankot Amritsar, because we did not have numbers in place, seems to have gone down to almost around 7-odd%. So how is the trend now in the month of January? I mean, the first, let's say, 10-15 odd days, are we at around 7-odd%, or the number has gone up? How is the number now? Because, I mean, almost from double odd digit, I mean, we've come down to mid-single digit, 7-odd%. I mean, when I look at November and December for most of these operational, except for, let's say, Talegaon Amravati, wherein the number still is double digit, and Tumkur, Chitradurga, the Surat Dahis, Bharuch, Surat, and others, it's somewhat down, I mean, when I look at November, December versus October.
Basically, there is some arithmetic error what you are calculating. Basically, as Tushar explained earlier, Surat Dahis, Bharuch, Surat, because of the WPI being negative or negligible, there was hardly any increase in the tariff. And both the projects are showing almost 10% of growth. And this growth entirely is coming on backdrop of the traffic. And if you believe that 10% kind of traffic growth is not good, I don't think so. That is correct statement to make.
No, I'm not saying 10% is not good. I'm saying when you look at October and you look at exit number for December, your toll fee growth, I'm not looking at, I mean, I'm not breaking it down into traffic or, let's say, inflation number, the number has come down to 7% for some of these assets, right? From 15-16 odd percent, what you could manage in the month of October. October, I understand, would be essentially because of the fact that you had Diwali and there will be corresponding traffic, right? But subsequently, in the month of November and December, when you look at the trend, the number seems to have come down to mid-single digit. So the idea was, I mean, even 7% in this kind of market is, I agree with you, I mean, is very good. The idea was to try and understand how is the trend in the month of January, because you would have numbers for, let's say, first 10-15 odd days in January itself. I mean, we are still at around 7-odd percent, which is what the exit rate was in December, or the number has seen some improvement, or is it down further?
Basically, just to highlight, as you rightly mentioned, October was having a 15-20% kind of growth, and that kind of growth is difficult to continue. And as you rightly mentioned, around 7-8% kind of traffic growth is visible in the month of November and December. And hope you will appreciate that, in fact, our CEO also mentioned that the farmers' strike has started, and that also led some kind of deterioration in the number. And in spite of this, all those challenges, the growth is around in 7-8%, which we have seen continuing in the month of January also. And basically, as we go along, we can share the balance statistics.
Sure. Thank you. I have more. I'll come back. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah,
audible? Yeah.
Yeah,
yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity once again. So my two questions, sir. What is the debt repayment in FY23 and
FY24? Mohit, we have missed. Can you repeat, please?
Sir, I have interested in debt repayment, principal repayment in FY23 and FY24.
See, for FY22, I've already shared a number in the range of 50-55 crores.
and it slightly increased in FY 23-24. So as such, we have a ballooning repayment schedule for this particular loan. So this will improve in a phased manner.
Mohit, as a COD project, typically what we see in range of 50 to 60% debt is repaired in last 3 or 4 years of the loan tenure, tail period of the loan tenure. So now this debt we have taken 3 years back. So I think it will be moving in range of 55-60 crores kind of repayment for next 3 to 4 years. And after 5 to 7 years, then major repayment starts.
So is there any way to reduce further the principal repayment in FY23 and FY24, given the fact that, you know, the couple of our projects will be out of, you know, there will be no revenue from those projects. So is there any way to reduce the, restructure the debt now?
So as such, what we are seeing is the loan has a repayment, ballooning repayment schedule. We don't feel there is a restructuring required as of now. We'll see in future once we see the revenue post Surat Dahisar and Bharuch Surat post town.
And so what is the debt, the interest cost on the portfolio?
On an average, it is close to 7.6% per annum.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sheetal Shah from AG Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. My question is in relation to Surat Dahisar and Bharuch Surat are going out of concession period in next, I think, during April to June quarter. And if I project post this concession period ends, the per unit payout comes out to around 4 to 6 rupees. But according to you, it should be around 8 to 9. So can you share your assumptions and calculations with us or on your website or something like that?
So, Shijal, I just want to inform you that the Surat Dahisar Bharuch Surat is not going in FY22. It is going out in FY23. So that would be the May 22 is the timeline when the Surat Dahisar and Bharuch Surat goes out, April and May. Secondly, what we are saying is the other projects, if perform more than double digit or a revenue growth of in the range of 9.5-10%, we believe that with that kind of revenue growth and all the issues which are presently there are normalized, like what we have seen and discussed about the mining ban in the Jaipur Delhi project, all such issues are normalized, then we may see that the distribution should be in the range of 89. So it is on the backdrop of certain assumptions.
Yeah, fine, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Menon for closing comments.
Yeah. Thanks to all the investors and analysts for your active participation in today's investors call. Happy New Year ahead to all of you and take care. Thank you.